Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back joining us as we make our way this week through a little bit of the first chapter of 1 Peter. Peter has two main letters in the New Testament that he writes. This first one to the Jews that have been dispersed around to different nations. And so he's writing, as we read yesterday, and beginning this time to remind them of who they are. And it's so interesting. We began to talk about yesterday how over and over again in the New Testament and in the letters of St. Paul, in the writings of John, in the writings of Peter, it's just a lot of reminders, right? It's a lot of saying, remember the gospel that you've been given. Remember the faith that you're holding fast to. Remember the hope that you've been given. Remember the confession of your hope. Remember who Jesus is. Remember the saints. Remember your identity. Because the Israelites, they were always, always, always forgetting. And the truth is the same in our lives, of the difference that it can make for us to just remember. And this is what we went through yesterday. I want to invite you to go ahead and listen to yesterday's episode. But this reality of, let's remember who we are. And yesterday, we heard from Peter that we're chosen and destined by God the Father, and we're sanctified by the Spirit. And this is the reality that we're living from. This is the strength that we draw from. Amen. As usual, I want to continue to obviously go through this section of 1 Peter 1, but I want to dive into our psalm and just pray our psalm. So we're going to be in Psalm 61. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to thee when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You are my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Oh, to be safe under the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations. May he be enthroned forever before God. His steadfast love and faithfulness watch over him. So I will sing praises to your name as I pay my vows day after day. Lord Jesus, hear our cry when we're weak. From our place of weakness, when our heart is faint, we turn to you. For your thoughts are higher than ours, your ways are higher than our ways. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I am. And Lord, under your wings, we shall take refuge. We shall find refuge in you, Lord, our strength and our assurance, because your steadfast love endures day after day after day. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's one of my favorite parts of the psalm is when he says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That there's this security in there, that there's this thing that is saying, a rock, a mountain. Like if you think of a mountain, it's just like a really big rock, right? Or if you think of like cliffs, if you think of a massive rock, there's like this security in it, you know, and it's saying this mountain is higher than I. And when I look up at this rock that's higher than I, there's something in there that's more secure, saying you are more secure. Hide me in the cleft of this rock, in the cleft of this mountain, because you are higher and greater than I am. So I don't have to be the highest and I don't have to be the greatest, right? There's something in that reality that is so peaceful, that is so calming, that is so secure. So as we dive back into 1 Peter 1, we're going to read a little bit and see what the Holy Spirit has to say to us. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, chosen and destined by God the Father and sanctified by the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ, and for sprinkling with his blood. May grace and peace be multiplied to you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, which though perishable is tested by fire, may redound to the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Without having seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with unutterable and exalted joy. As the outcome of your faith, you obtain the salvation of your souls. I wasn't intending on reading the whole thing again, but it just reads so well together, because what Peter is doing is he's building on spiritual realities and he's giving us reminder after reminder. And so we were in the intro yesterday where Peter's talking about, remember who you are. You're chosen. You're destined. God has picked you out. You belong to him. And now that you belong to him, you're going to a new place. Your destiny has changed. And not only that, but you have been set apart by the Spirit of God. That's where we left off. Set apart by the Spirit of God. But I love this. Not only, you haven't just been sanctified to be sanctified. Listen to this. Peter says, and sanctified by the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ. Over and over and over again, friends, we see in Jesus, we see in Paul, we see in the scriptures, we see in the Psalms, the centrality of obedience. Going back to Jesus, he says, if you love me, you will keep my commands. He says, those who obey me, whoever obeys me, my Father and I will come to him and we will make a home in him. The centrality of obedience. Who is the one who follows through on God's word? Over and over and over again, Paul talks about obedience, obeying the word of God, obeying what Jesus says, coming through endurance to the completion of our faith through what? Good feelings? No. Through excitement? No. Through obedience. Through submission. And that's tied to this word, the Greek word for servanthood or slavery. That there's this idea, obedience of faith. Paul talks about this in Romans 1. He says, through Christ we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith. In Romans 6, you are slaves to the one you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or obedience, which leads to righteousness. And then we see in Philippians chapter 2, the model of Jesus says Jesus becomes obedient to death. And so he says, Peter says here, remember who you are. Remember you're chosen. Remember you're destined. And remember you're sanctified by the Spirit, not for nothing. But your sanctification, you are set apart by the Spirit. Why? So you can be obedient to Jesus Christ. That the Holy Spirit, Jesus, chooses you. The Father chooses you. What is the church's expression of being chosen and destined, being baptized, being brought into the family of God through the sacraments? And as you come into baptism, your first communion, your confirmation, the Spirit of God is poured out in you. And God says, this one belongs to me, right? There's an indelible mark. This one is mine. And through baptism, heaven is now open to you. That's chosen, destined. And then the Spirit of God comes to live in you, comes to set you apart from among the nations. Comes to sanctify you. And Peter's saying here, he's saying the Spirit of God lives in you, not so you can do whatever you want, but for one particular reason, so you can submit to Christ. You're like, maybe like, what's the purpose of my life? What's my vocation? What can I do? Where do I go? We all want a word for our life. We all want to know, where should I go? What should I do? God, tell me something. Give me something in prayer. But we often skip over what God is telling first and foremost. And he's saying, are you being obedient to Jesus Christ? What do I have coming? Think about it this way. What do I have coming up in my day today? What are the things that have already been given to me? Are you married? Do you have children? Do you have a job? Do you have tasks to do at that job? Maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you work in finance. Maybe you're home for the summer in college. Maybe you're doing a summer internship. And all the circumstances of your life that you're already in, it's not saying that God won't call us out of those things, but the family you've been given, where you're walking already with the Lord, there's all of these responsibilities that are then given to the believer by just virtue of where you are. What do you have to do today? Seriously, what do you have to do today? You have to get up and you have to greet your family. You have to make breakfast for your family. You have to go into school and you have to love the kids God is giving you to love. Maybe you're in college and you work at an ice cream shop and you have to serve with love and do all the tasks that you have to do. And so you're saying, what does this have to do with obedience? That God has already given you a life. And to say, how can I completely submit to Christ in the things I have to do? Maybe it's, I'm just going to finish this one task before me and I'm going to focus on being so excellent. I'm going to focus on giving total excellence to this task and not getting distracted and just not trying to just check the box. I'm going to love the person in front of me and give them my full attention instead of going on my phone. There's so many ways in the natural already that God is calling us to be obedient. And he's saying, I have already sanctified you. This is who you are. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. But so many of us spend our lives and our days walking around being like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to be obedient to Christ. Jesus, what are you asking of me? And he's saying, I've sanctified you. I've set you apart to be obedient to me. And so look at your life. Ask for the vision of the Holy Spirit to say, how can I see where you want me to submit to you, Jesus? How can I see where you want my will to align with yours? Because he's given you power to do it. That obedience, submission, isn't just like, oh, I have to grind my teeth and I have to grit my knuckles and just get through it. No, he's given you power to do it. And the reality, friends, is when we think of power of the Holy Spirit, we're like, oh, we want to do really cool things like raise the dead and like speak in tongues and give prophecies and do all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we want to see fireworks and amazing things happen. But we don't really think of power as being power to obey, power to become obedient to Jesus Christ. And this is so important because it's the key thing that Jesus says will get us to heaven. It's the key thing that he says, those who love me will be obedient to me. Those who love me will keep my commands. Those who love me will submit to me. Those who love me will become the servant of all. Whoever is a friend of me will be obedient. And I want to be loved by God. I want to make him and his Father to make his dwelling place in me. I want to make it to the end. I want to be called a friend of Jesus. And he says over and over again, the way for that to happen is to obey. And so Peter's telling us, he's saying, this is who you are. You're chosen, you're destined, and you're sanctified for obedience to Jesus Christ. And so we ask the Holy Spirit today to help us, the Spirit of God that already lives inside of us, to say, help us to see the ways in our life already. Today, even as you listen to this, there's going to be 100 ways that the Holy Spirit will show you this is how you can be obedient. This is how you can become obedient to Jesus Christ. And oftentimes it's in small ways, it's in little ways, it's in hidden ways. But to pray, Holy Spirit, you have given me power. You have sanctified me for obedience to Jesus Christ. Give me the power and the grace to obey his commands in each and every moment so that I may be called a friend of Jesus because this is who I am. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.